The four Americans who were killed in Iraq this week were there as members of the International Missions Board, the missionary wing of the Southern Baptist Church. They were in Iraq working on water reconstruction projects. Steve Hardy is with us now from Raleigh, North Carolina. He's a member of this missionary group and was in Iraq just 3 weeks ago. Hello, Mr. Hardy.
Good afternoon, Madeline. How are you today?
Now, these were friends of yours who were killed in Iraq?
Yes, I did have the privilege of knowing all of these people.
So tell me what went through your mind when you heard about this shooting.
Well, obviously tremendous grief and great pain, because these were wonderful people, very compassionate, very loving people. And I've known Larry and Jean Elliott since we were in seminary together in the 70s. Larry and I built houses together in Honduras after the flood, after the hurricane there, because people had lost their homes. Whether it was lining up medical and dental teams to come in and just provide basic medical and dental care for people that didn't have access to it.
Now, you were in Iraq shortly before they arrived.
Yes.
Have their deaths caused you to rethink your mission over there at all?
No, not really. We believe that when people are hurting, that we have a responsibility to try and relieve that hurt, and we do that in the name of Christ because He loved us. We want others to know His love, and one of the ways to demonstrate that love is to take care of their needs.
Now, this is a primarily Muslim country. Were you also looking to convert some people to Christianity?
What we do is go in and meet the needs of people, and as they get to know us, if they ask us why we're there, then we very freely share that with them, because it ought to be their choice as to which religion they follow. We certainly don't hesitate to tell others about our faith. And I've had many Iraqi people ask me that question, why are you here? And I tell them. And often that leads to a discussion. Sometimes they simply take it as information, and that's the end of the conversation.
Are you worried that because you are a Christian in this country that you could be a target for Islamic extremists?
Any of us who work in these types of situations are aware of the danger. The five who were there were aware of the danger. In fact, my friend Larry Elliott had recently sent an email saying, we know it's a dangerous place, but God has called us to be there to love the Iraqi people.
Did you ever encounter hostility there because of your different religious beliefs?
In general, the Iraqi people have been very kind and very open to us. You know, when you're hungry and somebody is giving you a box of food that'll feed your family for a month, that tends to open doors for you to friendship. And so, generally speaking, we have encountered people who are very warm and very loving. In fact, in general, the Arab people value hospitality very highly. Has everyone been that open? No. There have occasionally been those who have said, you need to leave.
Now, some who have objected to your presence there have said, look, it's not really fair for you to come in and have a loaf of bread under one arm and a Bible under the other. It's sort of that you shouldn't be proselytizing, if you will, or you shouldn't be bringing your religious views to a populace that is so desperate for basic needs.
We go in and offer the humanitarian relief that we do to anyone, and there are no strings attached to that. I would remind you that there are Muslims here in America who are evangelizing America. Is it not right to offer the people of Iraq an option for how they will follow God? We really don't make any apologies for that. But I will tell you, we do not put any conditions on the aid that we give to people.
Steve Hardy of the International Missions Board, thank you very much.
Thank you.